All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. That was a previous performance from a few months ago that Science for Sociopaths did for us. Hope you enjoyed that. But now it's time to do an actual live performance. And in the studio right now, we have Tim Ellerby. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming down and playing for us.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Okay, why don't we get started?
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. And live performing for us right now is Tim Ellerby. All righty. So what got you started playing?
My mother.
Your mom?
Yeah. Hey. You know, I grew up in what I call a Kool-Aid house, and she was really big on the music we listened to. She introduced us to all types of genres and styles, and I just loved what those notes could do across the different genres, and I just had to be a part of that.
So you got a little bit of everything, huh?
For sure.
Like rock, jazz,
blues. I'm most comfortable playing jazz and composing electronic music.
Uh-huh.
But my meal ticket is like jazz, so.
Yeah, but you at least got exposed to like all the other stuff.
Right, right.
That makes you well-rounded as a musician. You know, it's a lot easier to come up with ideas when you got all that, those, you know, sources to work on, you know,
right.
or work from, I should say. But anyway, well, that's great. I kind of grew up in the same kind of household. I had members of the family. Everybody was into something different.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was into like rockabilly and country. My mom was into the, you know, 50s and the doo-wop, and you know, she got into the early rock and roll. She was okay with that. My grandfather, he was mostly into blues and jazz, and yeah, I mean, I got exposed to everything. So by the time I was in grade school, I was into all kinds of music. I'd look at my friends kind of weird, you know. It's like, what? You don't know about that kind of music? Huh?
Exactly.
All righty. Do you have any shows that you're going to be playing?
Sure. Let's see. Coming up next week on the 15th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely the 15th. That is going to be at the Russell Industrial Center.
Okay.
And on the 30th, I will be at the Lion's Den in Highland Park. If anyone wants to know more about that, you can go to my website on reverbnation.com/Tempris. That's T-I-M-P-R-I-S. And all of my my entire itinerary is there, as well as some videos and other songs you can listen to.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right. This will be fun. This is called the Friend Zone song. And okay. I wrote this song after finding myself in several of those.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, you find inspiration in the strangest places, but it's actually one of my favorite songs to perform live. So here we go.
All right.
Cause she don't know, she don't know.
Even though I'm yearning, she don't know. She don't know, she don't know. Even though I want her, she don't know.
Right. Sounding good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. She don't know, huh?
She don't know.
We're going to have to tell her.
Right.
You kind of threw me off there. It looks like you went out of order there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. No problem. I just wanted to double check. It's like, yeah, I think I've got that right. Yeah, because I basically enter all the tracks into the computer.
Okay.
So anybody listening knows exactly what they're, you know, what songs they're listening to and everything.
Got it.
So, all right, what else can we talk about? Hey, you said something about Reverb Nation is basically the main way to get all your music?
That's right. My Reverb Nation page is set up to everything on my social media, Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, everything, I think, even Instagram, actually, I think.
Okay. So anywhere.
So again, it's reverbnation.com/Tempris. That's TIMPRIS. And the Pris is for my laptop, Priscilla, who is my partner in crime when it comes to making music. So
I was wondering about that. It's like, where did that PRIS come
right.
from?
I talk about her like she's a person. People are like, who? It's the laptop.
I always found it fascinating that when people name things, that it's always, they name it female usually.
Right.
9 times out of 10. Oh, that's, what's his name? B.B. King is his guitar, Lucille.
Right. Well, you know, for musicians, it's because we want to pick the most beautiful thing we can imagine, and usually that's a woman, and usually one we know.
Hopefully you get to know her.
Right.
If not, well, you move on. All righty. Okay, so the next one is going to be?
Let's do FYI next.
All right, and tell me a little bit about that. What's the whole idea behind the song there?
All right, so I am in a band called Dream Element. I am the music director for that. And this was one of the songs that was inspired by my last lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have this super crush on her, but it went away. But out of that came this wonderful song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a throwaway line that she had that was that's in the song. That's something like being a color in a dark world. So I was like, I could do something with that. So I
mm-hmm.
messed around with it on the piano. It wasn't working out. Then I tried the guitar, and I was able to work it out, and it's another one of my favorites. And it's, to me, the quintessential love song. When you are really feeling that person. So this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
When I hold your hand, I never want to let go. For you are a gentle morning breeze. You're a garden of roses.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And in the house, we have live Tim Ellerby. Okay.
Hey.
Now, you said that your mom got you started on music, obviously.
Yes.
But who inspires you like now?
Right now, my mentor, Sky Covington, we've been friends for a while, but she really has done a lot over the last couple of years to get me on track musically to make this what I do. And also my friend Bridget, who will probably kill me for doing this, but she keeps me motivated. She keeps me focused on what I'm supposed to be doing in life. And she is one of the most supportive people, you know, in my life. So I do want to give her a shout out, even though I probably won't make it through tonight.
Now, why would she get upset about that?
She doesn't like when I do that.
Oh, she's modest, isn't she?
Yeah, very.
That's too bad. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, like a braggart, like, hey, I'm good, I'm great, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if somebody wants to praise you, you know, and you think it's genuine, hey, yeah. I'll take it. Yeah, really. I mean, you wish, you know, someone would say the same thing about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other artists, like national, like, you know, people over the years?
I'm a real big fan of Amy Grant and Sade.
Okay.
Those inform my sound. Michelle Ndegeocello, Erykah Badu, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Really?
Yeah, Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That is, everybody talks about their favorite guitarist. That's mine.
Okay.
I saw him play a live concert on Austin City Limits, and I was just like, wow, I want to do that. And that's actually one of the things that caused me to pick up the guitar, and I'm still learning, and I'm not Stevie Ray yet, but hopefully in several years I'll get close. I don't know. We'll see.
I hate to tell you this. It's not going to happen to him.
You know what? I would believe you. Between him and Prince, I swear, I just...
Yeah,
it's just a hobby. We'll leave it at that.
Yep. Some people are meant to do that, and those two gentlemen were. I mean, they basically were born to do it. I guess there was a story they told about him and his brother, the one that was in that. I can't think of the band's name off the top of my head. But anyway, the story goes is that they were used to play guitar when they were young and practice, and like how some people pass out after, you know, drinking. They weren't drinking, but they would play until they passed out. They would be literally lying on the bed with the guitar in their arms. So I guess if you practice like that, then you could probably get that good.
Well, you know, I'm like that with my keyboard. I will actually fall asleep in my studio while I'm working on stuff.
Yeah.
So that's happened before a time or two.
That's a good thing, though. It's one of the things I've always liked about music. It's universal, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loves music of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to speak the same language necessarily. You can still like the same music.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can always learn new stuff. You can always explore and find new stuff. It's an endless possibility. It's not one of those things that, oh yeah, once you learn it, okay, you're done. So that's a great thing.
It is.
But yeah, I was surprised with that, Stevie Ray Vaughan. There's a gentleman, actually, if you ever want to check him out, he performs local. He's been on my show like more than once. It's Ray Khan's Detroit Trouble.
Raycons?
Yes.
All right. I'll
Detroit Trouble. He is like a prodigy. He's like, you know, he can channel like Stevie and Jimmy. He's only
good
like
stuff.
Yeah, he's only like 23 years old, but you see him play. In fact, it's funny. He actually walked into a you know, one of those open jam sessions, and he even had the Stevie Ray Vaughan hat. And everybody looked at this kid and goes, what the, you know, they laughed at him. Then he started playing and it was like, holy, you know what?
Like, oh, wow.
I guess he can wear that hat.
With great joy and enthusiasm, right?
Right. And acceptance by everybody else.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So, alrighty, let's get into another one.
Let's see. Oh, you know what? When I was mentioning all of my influences and everything, I forgot one of the most influential people, Fiona Apple.
Oh, Fiona Apple of all people.
Yes, indeed. I heard her first song, Shadowboxer, and I was like, wow, this is different. And I found out she was only, I think, 18 at the time.
Yeah, she was a youngin'.
Who writes like this at that age? What have you been through? So
yeah, I was found that fascinating too. You know, it's like you're 18. How can you, you know, how can you write songs about broken hearts?
Right. With such depth, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to do one of hers. There's two that I usually do in my set, Paper Bag and I Know, and I Know it's always my favorite because there's so much in that that, you know, I'm really big on love songs in case you haven't figured it out, but
no, had no clue.
This one is the one that speaks to me as to that person who is the one person that you find in life that no matter who you end up with or who you go through, that's always your first and last love. And that's what this song says to me. So I'm going to do this one. This is called I Know.
Okay.
Backstage door.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I love that. Love it.
Yeah, is that one of her later ones, or?
That's from the second album, When the Pawn Hits the Conflicts.
Wow.
Yeah, like the last track on the album.
You know, what's funny is, you know, I don't want to age either one of us, but, you know, she's not like 18 anymore.
No.
She's.
Look, I'm just waiting on the next album. She's the only artist I know who can take 3 to 4 years between records, and will wait.
Oh, believe me, there's artists that make you wait way longer than that. Yeah. Way longer than that.
But it's always worth it, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes not, you know. I've had waited 6 or 7 years for an album. And then when it finally comes out, it's like, wow, you know, this is great. And then sometimes you're like, it took you that long to make that?
That's the best you can do.
Exactly. Yeah, I've had a few of my favorites that have done that. It's like, really? You spent all that time to come up with that? You know, next time, spend less time doing whatever you were doing instead of making a record. All righty. So, in case anybody wasn't listening earlier, how to get your music?
Well, my website is reverbnation.com/Temperis, T-I-M-P-R-I-S. And if you're looking for my music online elsewhere than the website, you can also find me under Tim Ellerbe, E-L-L-E-R-B-E, at most places like Amazon.com and iTunes.
Okay.
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. We can't get rid of you. All right.
I say I'm the most famous, non-famous person in Detroit, but that's going to change. Everyone knows me, but they don't know why.
Yeah. I'm not a clue.
You know what? I say that, you know, only half jokingly, because I have spent a lot of time working with different musicians around the city. Again, Sky Covington, Mia Johnson, Randall Wilson, his sister Rosemary. Just a lot of fun. I toured with Enchantment for like 10 years. I've seen most of the United States because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here a while. So when people stop me on the street, it's usually like, I don't know where you know me from, but somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. And then upcoming shows?
I've got next week on the 15th, I'll be at Russell Industrial Center. And on the 30th, I will be at Lion's Den in Highland Park. Mm-hmm. All of the information is on the Reverb Nation website, so you can check that out there. And I also posted on my Facebook page, which is Tim Ellerbe 2, like I like I'm the second. So don't get it confused with the other Tim Ellerbe, because that was my page, but I shut it down, and Facebook just doesn't know what I mean by shut it down. So.
Yeah, you got to be sneaky with Facebook.
Yeah, so look for the 2, Tim Ellerbe 2.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do another one.
All right, I'm going to do, I think Lynette likes this one a lot. That's my friend that's sitting looking at you. this is called Rhythm Blue. It's a little bit upbeat, so let's have a little bit of a party, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
Rhythm blue, what would you say if you knew?
I always joke with everybody that comes in here. There's always that one song that catches me off guard. Everybody has that one song where it just stops, like, bam, and it catches me off guard. I'm like, whoa, got to run to the mic, you know, button, start talking again. So I usually ask most people this, not all the time, but what is your process for songwriting?
Well, mostly I start with the music first. I would like do the drum beat, throw the bass over that, piano strings, and just build it layer at a time. I think I am a horrendous lyricist. I usually do what I call leaving that to the professionals. But sometimes I get it right. Like everything I've performed here today, I wrote with the exception of the covers. So sometimes I do get it right, but it takes a lot of inspiration to come up with some of those things. So I'm always in awe of lyricists and poets who make it look so easy.
Yeah. In fact, I've actually heard about artists that can do it like right on the spot. You know, the band already has everything together and they just start playing. And then after a few seconds, you know, the singer just goes, oh, okay. And just makes up stuff.
Right.
You know, just right there out of their off the top of their head, like bam. Like, how do you do that?
Right. I heard that's what Sade does. They play music and she just pulls the lyrics out of what she hears. My last singer that I worked with did that. She was really good at that. Whatever I was playing, she could just interpret that into lyrics, and we did come up with some really cool songs that way.
Well, maybe you should get another female singer then.
I do now.
I've moved
to Dream Element Continues.
I'm
working with the wonderful Eva Solis now, and she's well known around the city, so I snagged her because she asked for a favor and I did it, and then I was like, how would you feel about working with me full time? So it's great. I'm grateful to be on stage with her when I am, because she's such a dynamic singer. So that's your shout out, Eva.
And you want to mention any of the other members?
No, it's just me and her.
Oh, it's just
I play, she sings.
Oh, so it's
and I assist, I back up. Yeah, I'll do like background vocals and stuff. But
okay, all right. Well, let's do another one.
Okay, let me see. Like some of these write themselves, like we were talking about earlier. Like when I do get it right. This one is called I Love That Girl, and I just made it up on the spot. It took me about 10 minutes to write it because I was writing about an ex-girlfriend. You know, it's your loss, but I'm gonna write a song about it. So
here we go. was just a little boy from the wrong side of the track, giving more than I could give to the other side of me, lost for so long. How was I to know the truth? I love that girl. Was all I'd ever need. Yeah, I knew right from the start, but she never understood. It's not enough that a man loves sometimes when he's far away from home. I love that girl.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and we're hearing a live performance by Mr. Tim Ellerby.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so it's been fun so far.
Definitely, definitely. It's always fun coming here with you guys. It's always fun.
Yeah. All right.
I do want to give a shout out to Lisa, the diva. She said she was going to be listening. So, hi, Lisa, if you're listening.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. Lovely thing about modern times is even if you don't, you know, you're not in your car or you don't have a radio, you can always go on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. So. Anyway, let's keep it going, I guess.
Let me see. You know, let's do one more that everybody knows. If you hear it and you love it, sing along. Thank you.
right. Which one was that, Tim?
That was I Can't Make You Love Me. That's Bonnie Raitt. There.
Oh, okay. You threw in a curveball. Yeah. I see what you...
You know, I'm always like causing trouble. I'm sorry.
That's what Lisa told me.
Does she now?
Said you. I know you're gonna have him on your show. You're gonna have to watch him, man.
Right.
All right. So, one more time, like how we can find your stuff and shows and all that.
Okay, sure. You can find my website, ReverbNation.com, and that is ReverbNation.com/Temperis, T-I-M-P-R-I-S. Or you can find me on Facebook, Tim Ellerbe, that's E-L-L-E-R-B as in boy E, 2, that's Tim Ellerbe the second. And come on by, you know, send me a friend request. Have a look around. I'm always posting videos of things that I'm doing in my schedule, so you'll find me somewhere. So next week I'll be at the Russell Industrial Center. I believe that's at 6 p.m. But again, the information's on Reverb Nation, so you can look it up there. As well as on the 30th, I'll be at Lion's Den in Highland Park from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. That'll be with Dream Element. You don't want to miss that show because Eva is going to bring it.
Speaking of, you should bring Dream Element here sometime.
I would love to. I would love to. We will come back. This is home.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you look at it that way. Alrighty. So I want to thank you once again for coming down and playing for us, Tim.
It is my pleasure.
All right.
You want one more?
Yeah, we want.
I got a short one for you.
Well, it doesn't have to go all, you know, exactly to 6. It can go a little bit over. So.
Oh, now I'm feeling like a star.
Yeah, so you don't want to cut it too short.
Got you.
So.
All right, so this is a song I like to play to encourage people who are having hard times, a hard life, or difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
Those tough times don't last forever, you know, and at some point you got to get back on your feet and pull everything together and keep on with life. You know, those who put you in a bad place, They're going to go about their business, and they're not going to care so much that you aren't happy anymore. So you got to find your own way back and find your own happiness. And this song just came about as a bunch of things that I went through personally that I was able to overcome. It took a minute, but I was able to overcome them and then get back on my feet and mm-hmm. get back here and keep on doing this life thing. So this is called Stand.
Okay.
And if it's anybody out there that this can help, I hope it talks to your heart that life goes on and it's a good thing, and stay with it. And these hard times don't last.
Okay.
Thank you. keep on looking up now to greater things, 'cause you know in your heart the trouble don't last always, and we won't cry, we'll stand, yes we won't cry, we'll stand, oh stand. Trouble don't last always. Stand, oh stand, child. Stand on your feet, 'cause you know in your heart trouble don't last always.
You're listening to WHFR
Live
Dearborn
from Midtown Detroit. It's the 25th annual Concert of Colors.
Colors. Wednesday, July 12th through Sunday, July 16th. It's 5 days of concerts, workshops and performances, keynote speakers, film screenings, local vendors offering unique products for purchase, and a variety of food choices to keep you energized all day. Everything is happening at various locations on or near Woodward Avenue in Midtown Detroit. Best of all, every performance is open to the public and free. That's right, all performances are free. Check out concertofcolors.com to see the complete schedule. Wednesday, July 12th through Sunday, July 16th. Don't miss the 25th annual
Concert of Colors. Colors.
Ambient, experimental, avant, music concrete, and noise. Hi, I'm Scott Boatwright. Every Thursdays from 12 until 2 p.m., I bring you